This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
By the way, we have some guests in the studio, and they are from Boston PD, and they're not here to apprehend a fugitive.
Thank God.
A fugitive by the name of last name of Byers. I do want to talk about some ways in which it can help out when it comes to the BPD and foundation stuff. And so both Joe Sullivan and Mike Talbot are here. Guys, how are you? Speak right up into those microphones. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing today?
Excellent.
Thanks for having us here.
Thanks for being here. And there was a great event Sunday, which I got to host, in which all the awards were given out for all the heroes of the BPD over the last year.
Yes.
And, of course, I didn't have my glasses, which was somewhat embarrassing. But
it happens.
I think I made it through okay.
Yeah, very well. Great reviews.
Oh, you got good reviews on it?
On
me?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet the DA, the Middlesex County DA, didn't give you a good review on my one-liner.
Suffolk DA.
Suffolk DA. I did not give. There may be some who want to know how they can get involved from a foundation perspective with what you guys are doing. Are there ways that people can get involved?
It's the Boston Police Relief Association. We're the longest running relief association. We've been around since 1871. We're the only organization in Boston that it doesn't matter your race, your religion, your rank. Everybody is welcome to be part of the Relief Association. And our main objective and our main goal is wellness for police officers on and off the job. We also, once you're retired, you're still part of it. You stay a part of it. We have a death benefit. And BostonPoliceRelief.org is our website. And we're happy to take any any contributions,
any support.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's just really cops taking care of cops, and we can't go out and solicit that type of stuff. We can't knock on a door and ask for money. So we just sort of get the word out there through social media and things like that. And like I say, we pay it forward, much like your foundation.
Yeah, yeah. I think the listeners would appreciate knowing the fact that, and this will surprise them, I did not stay for the meal portion of the event. What meal did I miss?
More shockingly was you didn't have a drink.
I can't have, first of all, it's a Sunday, so it's a school night, and also I had to be the MC. You can't be throwing back the drinks when you have to MC an event.
Maybe the
like
Tito's
that
would have made you see a little bit better.
I guess maybe so. All right, well, we have a lot of listeners who I think really appreciate what you guys do day in and day out over there, and so I think they would probably like to help out.
We'd like to thank you as well. As after the marathon bombing, the New York cops came up with their food trucks to help all the first responders.
Yeah.
And they got zero coverage, zero media coverage. Everything that they did for to feed first responders when there was no electricity or anything in that area. And the only person to have them on was you. You invited them on. And since that day, they come back every year. The New York Port Authority Police, the New York, New Jersey, the sergeants, and the New York, the patrolmen, they come back every year, and they set up in Boston, and they feed the first responders working the marathon. And
yeah.
A lot of that's due to the, they came on. They were impressed with you having them in studio and everything. So we greatly appreciate all the work you do with us.
Well, say hi to all the guys over at D1 for me.
LB's been arrested there thousands of times.
Hey, guys.
Spent a few hours over there once.
Oh, sorry.
Are you guys allowed to comment on the smiley face killer? Do you have any opinion? Do you have any opinion?
Mike would know more about that.
Do you have any opinion on that? Not as a police officer, as a private citizen. Do you think it's suspicious? That's the only thing that I would ask you.
I would say that I can say that the investigations that were done thoroughly. In the Boston area, I don't believe there's anything with it. But if you think of it, any place that you see graffiti, what's the number one graffiti thing you see? Is a smiley face.
Is a smiley face? So you just think it's a coincidence? Yes.
Personally, I think it's a coincidence.
Personally, you can say yes. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. But did you happen to watch the A&E? Was it A&E that did that special that we were on? Was it?
Or was it Lifetime?
I think it was A&E.
Was it?
Okay. If it was Lifetime, it would have been a movie with Valerie Bertinelli.
Harry Hamlin was the
smiley face guy.
Not without my officer.
Yes. But so, did you happen to watch that? Or
I did. Yes.
You did? Yeah. Interesting.
It was very interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. All right. No comment. No comment.
All right.
Now, what about? This is the other thing I want to ask you because it's a big news story today. The guys in the harbor unit. They went out and rescued those guys that were in their kayak the other day because the weather was beautiful and they got pretty far out. They got blown out to like Thompson Island. Do you guys all laugh at people like us when we when something like that happens?
No, absolutely not. That's completely normal.
That's why
we have such a great hobby. Great guys over there, ready to respond anytime. Yeah. Take your kayaks out. Yeah. Have fun.
All right. Well, we have a couple big events coming up. I mean, we got opening day, and then we got the marathon, and those are big days where everybody's working hard and making sure that everybody's having fun and safe. You guys have to work while everybody is having fun and doing that stuff, right?
We will be working.
You will be working. Yes.
I have a question about opening day. Will there be undercover police at Fenway Park looking for people chewing tobacco?
No, that's one of the crimes we're not prosecuting.
Okay.
Right. Asking
for a friend.
The mayor will sit down.
Yes. All right. Well, listen, there was a great event Sunday. And if you guys will have me back, I'd love to do it next year. And
I'll lock you right in. You were great.
How many medals were given out? I mean,
we had 60 awardees.
Yeah.
60,
wow. Yes. I mean, that's some awesome. Some really amazing stories. I mean, you get to hear the whole story of, you know, guys who are saving each other, gunfire. I mean, it was really moving to be a part of that event. So.
Yeah, and then the medal families that are there with us, the officers who were killed in the line of duty, and we have medals named after them. You did a good job with spotlighting their story, and those families all appreciated it. And you know, there's a lot of kids on our job, these young kids and stuff, they don't know those stories, so it was it was a great event to learn that and to get that out there, and we had so many of those family members that were left behind were there to enjoy it.
All right. Well, it was a great event. Thanks for coming by this morning. It's rare that we encounter a Boston police officer named Sullivan. So
that's always
a rarity. And it's great to have you guys here this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, sir. And thanks again for doing it.
All right. Did you bring breakfast or anything, or what did you?
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Might help you out.
Oh,
that's awesome.
Oh, wait. Don't tell me we got challenge coins.
No, these are
badges.
Wait a minute. This is a badge. Hold on a second.
I'm going to use this.
I don't need a ticket now for opening day.
I learned this early on in my career in Boston.
Oh, so here we go. Topper.
Yep.
He already had a badge. Okay.
Well, I was actually a deputy sheriff.
Sheriff? I was a deputy sheriff.
I was a deputy sheriff in Middlesex County. But you cannot use it in mass. You can only use it when you're at a football stadium and you want to go on the sidelines in Arizona.
That's not good advice.
Don't listen to him.
Now listen.
I'm just telling you what they told me.
It says
not these guys.
It says Relief Association on it.
Now you can read.
Would it be inappropriate to put black tape over that so it looks like that would probably be inappropriate, right?
Not at all.
Like a real patch. If you flash it quick, I think you'll be okay.
Oh yeah, just give it the rule. Oh, I mean, our official business.
Yeah.
Problem is for you, your hands are so small it looks huge.
I know.
It looks like a fake one.
It looks giant. Did you take a picture of that, Stiz? Wait a minute. Get my good side for crying out loud.
Oh, Greg's going to be muscling his way up to the front of the bar at the EMC club with this. Excuse me, coming through.
Officer coming through. Official investigation underway.
Maybe you can you park anywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Anywhere.
So what do you think?
Just drive up on the sidewalk.
Just try it.
Real quick.
Imagine the first.
You don't even have to park. You just leave that on the dashboard. You're good.
Yeah, imagine the first BPD guy that I go, yeah, you know, I have this badge. I think I can park here. He'll whack me with his stick and say, get out of here, you dope.
Greg, do you have any more room on your dashboard or front windshield for police-related signs or flyers?
Between hats and badges.
Official business.
Yeah, I do have a few.
A plaque. From like 4 years ago.
You can toss that state police sticker out and put that one on.
Yes. Listen, I like to support everybody. You never know where you're going to need to be parking.
How'd that work out when your registration was expired?
It didn't work too well with that. All right, you guys. Thank you so much. And thanks a lot.
Best wishes to our buddy Blackie.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're all thinking about our good friend Brian Black, and he's working hard to recover from... Mm-hmm. His thing that he's going through. So, all right, awesome.
Thank you again.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. Joe, great to see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.